He's waking up. Hi there, sweetie. Did you sleep okay?
Good morning, honey. Well, I should say evening, since it's quite late. Oh, sweetheart, that doesn't matter. What's important is that you're here now, and we've got you. You're safe now.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we kidnapped you. You didn't seem too comfortable in that cramped apartment of yours. The beds they have there aren't great either. But now, we got you your very own bedroom, with a far better mattress. Isn't that right, honey?
Yes, I even picked out the bed sheets. They are your favorite color, see?
Yes, she's very proud of herself for that one. I agree that it's a nice combination. Pleasant to look at after your original bed. Wouldn't you say? Your family? Well, of course we let them know. We wanted to make sure everything was taken care of. Now, can you excuse me for a moment, loves? I need to have a talk with my partner in crime. Literally. Sweetheart.
Yes?
You did make sure and explain everything to the family. Right? You didn't get shy again like you always do?
Yes. I left a note. Does that count?
Oh, need to go check on all that. Meaning you'll have to stand guard once this is over. For now, we need to get him on our side. Just follow my lead, okay?
Are you sure he's going to be okay with...
He doesn't get a choice in that matter. Besides, our research proves that he might enjoy this more than we think. Just do as I say.
Yes, ma'am.
As I was saying, cutie, we're here to take care of you. We've been in love with you for quite some time now, haven't we?
Yes, we've been looking forward to this day for a while. I've dreamt of touching you like this.
As have I. We both have been trying to get a hold of you for weeks. Almost months. With your want to move out. You're, falling out with some close people. It seemed like the perfect opportunity. We thought it was best to do it this way. Now, you have your dream home. With two lovely women to support you as you pursue your other dreams. Well, with restrictions, of course. Can't have you running away from us, can we? There's no need for that. We can even wait until tomorrow to talk about this. I imagine you're quite tired, aren't you?
That wasn't very nice.
That's no way to talk to your future partners, young one. After all this effort, I believe an apology is in order.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I was talking to him, sweetness. Not you. You didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, I did it again. I'm sorry, I...
She's a sweetheart, isn't she? I try my best to make her happy. Just like we both plan to make you happy. This is the way things are going to be now. You know what's best for you. So why don't you be a good boy for us? And... Honey? Are you crying?
No. I was just... allergies. Yeah.
You see what you did? It's not polite to bite the hand that feeds you, as they say. Both of us did a lot of work picking out the perfect things for you. Hiring a moving company to grab your stuff. Letting everyone know. We even hired a construction company to build the perfect house to match exactly what you wanted. My sweetheart's interior decorating skills played a huge part as well. I'm not gonna tolerate this behavior. Even if it takes all night, you will appreciate the effort we put into making you ours. Come on, love. You know how much you want to give in. Don't bother lying. I've researched every aspect about you. Your interests, hobbies, ideal partner, everything. I think I can say I know you better than you know yourself. Let me melt your mind.
We both know you like this. Tell us how you really feel. Surely you like this, don't you?
We're all you need. You don't have to worry about anything. We've got you safe and secure. Not even your thoughts can hurt you anymore. Very stimulating, I know. Hard to resist. Might you be submitting to our will? We both know that's a lie, dear. You're reaching your breaking point as we speak. I can see that flustered look. Don't you dare try to deny it.
Just imagine us to you every night. You'll have us all to yourself. Free to care for you like this. Melt your mind and toy with you. You can cuddle us to sleep whenever you'd like. You have a very strong and dominant woman holding you by the waist. Cute submissive to grab onto.
Just give in, little one. From what I've seen in the past, it won't be long before you submit to us. You don't really have a choice. You know you want to. You know how badly you want to give in to us. Such a heavenly situation. What could be better? The three of us together, just like this. If you're good. There will be many more things we can do for you. That's not fair. Oh, don't you worry. I'm sure in time you'll find our little secrets too. It took a while to figure out these things. And some practice. To truly melt your mind. Hush, darling. The next words I hear out of your mouth will be your surrender. It won't be long now, I promise you. You squirm so much, darling. You don't always act like this. Is it perhaps the situation you're in? Two beautiful women are giving all their attention to you. Such a dream, isn't it? It can be real if you say yes. What are you waiting for?
Really appreciate if you said yes. We did so much work just for you. It would be such a letdown to get this far, just for it to get to waste. Besides, judging by your reaction, I think you're just trying to hide your true feelings. I bet you imagine this happening to you every waking moment. You probably think this is a dream, but it's all real. This is how things are now. This is what we've made for you. It can't be all yours. You just have to say yes. Tell us how much you want us in our love.
No, that's a good boy. That's what we want to hear. I'm proud of you for making the right decision. I knew you would give in eventually. Anyway, it's kind of late now. We need to get you into your new bed. Hopefully that will stop the back pain and help with the sleeping problems. just need to grab a few things. In the meantime, I'm sure my love will keep you company.
Thank you so much for saying yes to us. It warms my heart to hear that you'll be staying with us. How are you feeling? The ropes didn't hurt, did they? Overwhelmed. If I'm being honest, I am too. This is such a big step for all of us. Both of us were a lot more anxious than we were letting on. Hope that didn't make you nervous. There we go. That's relaxing, isn't it? Don't worry, we can talk about it. I'm a bit tired, though, so if you don't mind me, I'm just going to snuggle up close.
I'm back. Oh, tuckered out already. She's such a light sleeper anyway. She needs all the rest she can get. And you do too. It's okay, darling. It's an overwhelming situation. I can understand the concern and rush of emotions. I'm not mad at you for it. I was more worried about her. She can be a bit sensitive to stuff like that. I've had to protect her from hurtful things. So you just need to be careful, that's all. Besides, it looks like you're warming up to her nicely. I understand, sweetheart. Let's talk about it tomorrow. It's very late. Good night, loves.